diese Sendung wurde präsentiert von Borotalco Man Deodorants. Für einen frischen Start in den Tag.
FM4.
It's 8 o'clock, Sunday, the 8th of June. The National Guard is to be deployed as protests continue in Los Angeles. And the Ukrainian city of Kharkiv suffers a sustained Russian attack. Here's Jenny Johnson with the FM4 News.
Thank you, Hal. The US President Donald Trump has ordered 2,000 National Guards to be deployed in Los Angeles to counter escalating protests over a series of raids on undocumented migrants. Immigration and Customs Enforcement officials, known as ICE, have been trying to carry out Trump's deportation policy in the mainly Hispanic district of Paramount. As NPR Steve Futterman now reports, federal agents focused on a department store.
Agents moved in at another Home Depot. Some of their focus was on day laborers who often gather outside the store looking for work. As word spread on social media of the raid, protesters showed up. There were some confrontations. Objects were thrown at a U.S. Marshal's bus carrying some of those detained. Agents responded with flashbangs and tear gas. One of the protesters, Maya Malika, blames President Trump.
We're just seeing a glimpse of the future that Trump wants to implement.
The acting director of ICE, Todd Lyons, is defending the actions here, claiming that some of the people arrested included dangerous criminals.
Russia struck the Ukrainian city of Kharkiv for a second time yesterday. Officials say in the latest attack, which happened in the evening, one person was killed and 19 others were wounded, and that one of the sites hit was a children's railway. Ukraine's president, Volodymyr Zelensky, called the strikes pure terrorism.
We are currently helping people in Kharkiv who have been injured by Russian bombs. It was a brutal strike on the city right in the middle of the day. And in fact, they have been hitting our city of Kharkiv all day long.
A controversial organization backed by the US and Israel says it didn't distribute any food aid in Gaza yesterday. The Gaza Humanitarian Foundation accused Hamas of making threats that made it impossible to operate, allegations that the group denied. The foundation says two of its sites will reopen today. Turning now to sport, and in football, the Austrian men's team defeated Romania 2-1 last night in Vienna. FM4's Tom Midler has the details.
48,500 fans attended the first game on what they hope will be Austria's road to the World Cup in 2026. The qualifying campaign began in unusual fashion, with group rivals Bosnia already 9 points ahead before Austria had kicked a ball. A strong display against Romania brought Ralf Rangnick's team an important 3 points to get them on the board, though. Goals from Mikhail Gregoric and Marcel Sabitzer led Austria to a 2-1 triumph, which could have been by a higher margin were it not for an outstanding performance from the Romanian goalkeeper. Tom Midler, FM4 News.
Today's weather, a cold front moving through Austria with rain and storms in many areas. Some sunshine appearing towards the evening, a strong wind later on. The southeast will be starting off sunny with highs of 24 to 29, elsewhere between 15 and 23.
Thank you, Jenny.
FM4. Morning show with Hal Rock.
Yeah, on a rather cold, wet and miserable day out there. If the weather is better where you are, enjoy it, because I believe it's about to get worse. That's just the way life is. 3.5 minutes past eight. We will keep you entertained, though, here on FM Fear.
Darling. Gonna change, and not for better. Don't know what it means to me, but it's hopeless, hopeless. Gotta get you home, could be with anyone. I think of what I've done, you know it all. I do possess, sometimes they own me too. Oh, what they're gonna do to me? I think it's hopeless, hopeless. Oh, what I can't explain, I'm sure you get it well. Since I always wanted, I always wanted you. Everything.
Oldie there from Phoenix. Everything is everything. Gonna dedicate that to all you dads out there. Happy Father's Day. Yes, it is Father's Day. We tend to forget it. Fathers tend not to get celebrated as much as mothers do. So I'm gonna change all that today by saying happy birthday, happy Father's Day. Call your dad, all right? Call your dad. He will appreciate it.
Yeah. Gather around, take a seat, sit with this. Everyone in life has gotta take a hit. Ticking time bomb. Life is gonna blow up if you're ill-equipped. Now I've been standing pretty steady even though I'm down. Only took a couple hundred tries to figure out why I was feeling like that. And I chose to leave, not fight back. I had to give myself a chance, had to try to figure out why I'm feeling hopeless, why I'm filling up with doubt. Someone took my confidence away and now it's clear. I had all that potential, now I'm sitting in the rear. Track, 'cause I'm falling back now.
How come every time I say goodbye, I feel like the bad guy? Tell me why I do the things I do and put you through the pain I push you through. I know I'm not Dr. Evil, but why do I feel so evil? I wish I could stay around for you, but I had way too much to lose. I know I'm not Dr. Evil. Tears slide over my face.
change the past, so there's really not a difference. I've been feeling so deflated and I hate it how I've been using all my energy debating now. If I did this, if I did that, regrets in my mind go rat-a-tat-tat. I just want my life back. I wanna come home, home. Damn, it's killing me to know. Every time I feel like it's all my fault, but nobody's to blame. Life happens, yeah, we're all the same. Welcome to Sideville, I'm standing strong still. Fall back, fall back.
wird alles gut, mein Kind. Mach dein Ding, aber such keinen Sinn. Und was nicht da ist, musst du affen. Oh ja, ich seh die Zukunft pink, wenn du mich fragst, wird alles gut, mein Kind. Mach dein Ding, aber such keinen Sinn. Und was nicht da ist, musst du affen. Oh ja, ich seh die Zukunft pink, wenn du mich fragst, wird alles gut, mein Kind. Binge pink mir und dazu ein Drink. Eis und pink, Grapefruit und Gin. Weil wir die Zukunft sind, seh ich die Zukunft pink.
There, Zukunft Pink at 17 minutes past 8 o'clock. Vienna, by the way, is once again the hotspot for the skateboarding scene this weekend. Yep, the Marathon Vienna is back for the third time, with three full days of skating at different public spots across the city, all free of charge and with a strong focus on Flinter folks. Things kicked off on Friday with a big Flinter-only session at Veringer Park, followed by a movie night and some thoughtful discussion. On Saturday, the action moved to the Donauinsel, where a downhill course was waiting, and Flinter skaters got their own warm-up session before the open session kicks off. FM4 reporter Florian Vergeter was at the marathon for us. One of the organizers, Mimi Nietzsche, takes us through the course with obstacles, I saw Hindernisse, designed by female artists.
Let's celebrate skateboarding. It's about diversity. It's about having fun. Welcome to the session.
Welcome to the session. Wir stehen jetzt hier auf der Donauinsel. Ihr habt hier einen Downhill-Track aufgebaut. Das kann sich vielleicht nicht jeder vorstellen, wie Downhill auf der Donauinsel funktioniert. Wie läuft das denn?
Ja, also es ist quasi einfach eine Straße, die so ein bisschen bergab geht, auf die wir mehrere unterschiedliche Obstacles hingestellt haben. Ganz am Anfang eine ganz kleine Rampe, da kann man drüber sliden. Zwei Ledges, schaut aus wie Bänke quasi, man springt mit dem Skateboard drauf. Danach ein ganz besonderes Rail, auf das kann man direkt drauf fahren. Und ganz am Schluss einen Jump, eine kleine Rampe vor einem Tor aufgestellt.
Flinter Session started already.
Du bist soeben über den Kicker gesprungen, das spektakulärste Obstacle hier beim Marathon.
Ja, ich wusste gar nicht, wo die Latte liegt. Bin einfach gesprungen und geschaut, ob es klappt. Aber voll cool, also ich hätte nicht gedacht, dass ich da drüber springe.
Again, it's not about the level, it's about commitment, yes!
Das Besondere am Marathon ist, dass es einen großen Schwerpunkt auch auf Flinter-Sessions und Podiumdiskussionen zum Thema inklusives Skaten und Safe Space für Flinters Anfängerinnen am Skateboard gibt.
Yeah, that was super creative.
Let's go. That's
fast. The judges will pay out.
Where do you come from?
Serbia.
From Serbia?
Yeah, last year, and it was awesome, and we want to come this year also.
It's a good time overall, you know, nice people skating, chilling, blah, blah, and it wasn't expensive to come.
Mucki Röstig, Skateboard-Veteran, was sagst du zum Event des Narathons hier auf der Donauinsel?
Nein, ich finde es super. Es kommen voll viele verschiedene Leute zusammen, quer durch Europa.
Ja,
es ist offen für alle, egal ob weiblich, männlich, queer oder egal, es ist einfach alles wurscht und das ist das Feine.
That was our Flinter Session. Thanks everyone.
Now the session is open to everybody. Tens and 20 euros must be given away.
There you go. Okay, just in case you don't know what Flinter stands for, it's an acronym standing for female, lesbian, inter, non-binary, trans and agender people. So now you know. Today, Sunday, it'll be time for the final skate session at the Marathon here in Vienna. Want to know where it's going down? Just check out marathonvienna.com for all the details. By the way, Marathon begins with a G, G-N-A, right? marathonvienna.com. Have fun.
Dressed yet always so modest.
FM4. Bet you wish you were living at your mama's house. She put you in a bed with a cup of milk and told the story, put the nightlight out. But you're 20 something and it's time that you woke up. Shades while I run some errands at the bank, cause someone's gotta pay for your mistakes. But I can dry my tears with a checkbook.
you what music was, what would you say?
Easy. FM4.
Die Open-Air-Erlebnisse des Jahres. Der Herr der Ringe und der Hobbit. Das Konzert. Präsentiert von einem Stargast aus den Filmen. Und The Magical Music of Harry Potter. Mit unserem Weasley-Stargast aus den Filmen. Diesen Sommer in ganz Österreich. Wolkenturm, Schloss Hof, Donaubühne, Augsburg, Gaswerk und mehr. Tickets auf öticket.com.
Tiefer recherchiert, breiter gedacht, näher dran. Ab sofort bietet der Kurier mehr. Einen Freizeitteil mit Stories rund um die schönen Dinge des Lebens, tiefgehende Einblicke in die aktuelle Wirtschaftslage und noch mehr lokale Nachrichten aus Wien, Niederösterreich und dem Burgenland und das jeden Tag. Jetzt testen um nur 4 Euro für 4 Wochen. Infos unter kurierabo.at.
Attenzione! Italia nach Hause. Mit vielen tollen Angeboten bei Billa und Billa Plus. Mehr Infos auf billa.at.
Mein Name ist Christo Grosev. Seit ich den Oscar für meine Doku Navalny bekommen habe, bin ich Putins Staatsfeind Nummer 1. Ab sofort arbeite ich für jetzt. Unsere Mission, gemeinsam beweisen wir, wie gefährdet Österreich durch russische Angriffe ist.
Was noch fehlt? Deine Unterstützung. Werde Gründungsmitglied auf jetzt.at.
Auf einen sportlichen Sommer, auf coole Angebote für heiße Tage. Auf die Plätze, Herbes, los! Juhu! Sichere dir jetzt die besten Angebote für das richtige Sommerfeeling. Wie die Puma Badeshort, jetzt minus 30%, nur 14 Euro. Get moving, Herbes Sports.
Oh Schatz, google mal Unterarmbruch auf Kroatisch.
Okay, Prijelom Podlak Tice.
Einfacher geht's mit dem Arbel. Wir helfen bei Pannen im In- und Ausland und holen Sie notfalls auch heim. Mit dem Arbel-Sicherheitspass, dem europaweiten Urlaubsrundumschutz mit Rückholung für Auto und Familie.
Arbel 1, 2, 3, der Pannennotruf.
Ein Tennisarmband ist ein funkelndes, rundum mit Diamanten besetztes Armband. Seit Chris Evert Lloyd ihr Diamantarmband bei den US Open 1987 verlor und es vor laufenden Kameras auf dem Platz suchte, heißt ein solches Armband Tennisarmband. TV Media. So habe ich das noch nie gesehen. Alles, was Sie wissen müssen über Sport, TV, Kino und Streaming.
Jetzt bei Interspar. Minus 30% auf alle Reisekoffer und Koffersets. Nur bei Interspar und online auf interspar.at. Interspar. 55 Jahre Interspar. Wir feiern und Sie sparen.
Die Open-Air-Erlebnisse des Jahres. The Music of Hans Zimmer mit einem Piraten aus Fluch der Karibik und dem Hollywood Film Orchestra. Und Der König der Löwen in Konzert mit Starsolisten aus Original-Broadway-Produktionen. Diesen Sommer in ganz Österreich. Burgarena Finkenstein, Wolkenturm, Donaubühne, Burg Gars und mehr. Tickets auf öticket.com.
Your morning, your music.
This is the way to get happier.
FM4
Morning Show. Yeah, with me, Hal Rock, 8:34 on this Sunday morning, the 8th of June. It can be difficult getting out of bed on grey, wet, rather miserable days like today, can't it? Personally, I would stay in bed if I were you. But if you have to get out of bed, this one should do the job. This will help you. Comes from Vampire Weekend. A punk. A very good morning to you.
Don't be afraid, baby. It's only FM Fear.
There you go, the drummers. I heard it on the radio. Coming up on 8:40. What else did you hear on the radio this morning? Well, you can tell your friends you heard this. I've got a thought for the day for you, okay? The best things in life are often not the things you achieve for yourself, but the things you share with others. Go out and share that thought with all your friends today, okay? You can tell them you heard it from Hal Rock on the morning show on FM Fear. Here come the Marias with Hush.
My dad.
Great stuff there from Motza, featuring Jody Wistanoff and James Grant, a track called Feel This Way. And it brings the time round to 14 minutes to 9 o'clock this Sunday morning. It's summer here in Austria. It's summer on FM Fear, which means we have all kinds of special shows planned for you to accompany you through the hot season. For instance, this afternoon, a special edition of our show FM Fear Lieblingslieder, where British musician Christopher Taylor, aka Zorn, will present you some of his favorite tunes. Zorn used to live in London and Vienna, but now resides in Spain, where he encounters quite an interesting problem in summer every year. A problem specific to being a music producer in the Spanish countryside. Check it out.
Where I live, there's cicadas, right? Making noise.
The best sound in the world.
Unless you're a recording artist that has a recording studio, it's impossible to get it 100% soundproof, right? So it's almost like the cicadas now dictate that I cannot make music in the summer.
Well, you could listen to like the beat per minute, I suppose, that a cicada beat goes. And then you model all your music around it. So like the cicadas give you the rhythm and you just follow along to it. So they're collaborators on your music.
I wonder as well if you could record it and then like invert the thing and then cancel it out. So it's crazy. It's like for like 12 hours a day, every single day for like 3 months.
I can't work because of the cicadas. Sounds like an Ausrede to me. Anyway, if you want to find out what song cicadas might listen to, make sure you tune in to our FM Fear Lieblingslieder this afternoon on Radio FM Fear, featuring this guy here, Zorn.
I can feel it coming, we can never go. There's a valley.
be a fantasy. I can tell you got big, deep energy. It ain't too many niggas that can handle me. But I might let you try it off the Hennessy. Make them sing to this pussy like a melody. And if your bitch ain't right, I got the remedy. It ain't too many niggas that can handle me. Bad bitch, I could be a fantasy. Tell me how you want it. 3, 2, 1, and I'm on it. Feel good, don't it? Hood bitch, fuck you in a bunny. I'ma bust it on the pole like honest. Don't you being honest? Pussy juicy, mini made. But can't do it one mini man. Not a side or a main. I'm the only bitch he entertain. Spending his mind in the bank. I like what I see. A boss like you need a boss like me. Daddy from the street, so he move low key. Tryna rock that mic like karaoke. On the count of three, bad bitch, you get money. Broke niggas to the left, we don't want it. I'm the one these bitches hate, but they can't get past. Pretty face, no waist, and a big old ass. Huh? Bad bitch, I could be a fantasy. I could tell you got big, deep energy. It ain't too many niggas that can handle me. But I might let you try it off the Hennessy. Make them sing to this pussy like a melody. And if your bitch ain't right, I got the remedy. It ain't too many niggas that can handle me. Bad bitch, I could be a fantasy. How you want it? 3, 2, 1, camera rolling. Do it slow motion. Real bitch, the mother hoe bone. All that big talk, Lotto put them on it. Aren't you being honest? Lingerie, Dolce, blindfold. Tie me to the bed while we role play. Can't skip foreplay. Kill the pussy cold case. I'm a boss bitch, but tonight we do it your way. On the count of three, bad bitch, you get money. Broke niggas to the left, we don't want it. If you ever see me broke, I'm probably rocking the cast. Pretty face, no waist with a big old bag. Bad bitch, I could be a fantasy. I could tell you got big, deep energy. It ain't too many niggas that can handle me. But I might let you try it off the Hennessy. Make them sing to this pussy like a melody. And if your bitch ain't right, I got the remedy. It ain't too many niggas that can handle me. Bad bitch, I could be a fantasy.
Es soll keine Beweislast der Studierenden sein, dass man die Arbeit selbst gemacht hat.
KI und Chatbots haben die Unis erobert.
Jeder denkt sich vielleicht mal, ich mache das ja eh nur ich, ja, und das merkt man schon nicht.
Wie präsent ist die KI im Hörsaal und was kann sie besser als die Studierenden?
Ich kenne extrem viele Mitstudierende, denen dann konkret vorgeworfen wurde, das hast du sicherlich mit KI gemacht, und denen dann versucht wurde, Prüfungsleistungen abzuerkennen.
Die Unis suchen noch immer nach dem richtigen Umgang mit künstlicher Intelligenz. Es gibt Leitfäden und Transparenzregeln, aber trotzdem bleibt die Nutzung umstritten.
Ich diskutiere das mit ihnen und ich sage ihnen, ich verbiete nichts und ich versuche ihnen das zu erklären. Ich sag's dann schon. Leute, ihr müsst euch vorstellen, ich krieg dann 70 Mal genau das fast identische Essay.
Braucht man eigentlich noch ein Studium, wenn die KI fast alles schreiben und beantworten kann? Die ganze FM4 auf Laut-Diskussion jetzt zum Nachhören im Player at Radio FM4.
Sie ist nicht so, wie sich die Papi einmal erwünschte. Für ihre Familie eine Sünde, wo sie in ihrem Leben stünde. Wäre sie nicht auf der Akademie der bildenden Künste. Let's go. Junge Dame, will in die weite Welt hinaus. Alte Herrschaften denken, die schaut doch seltsam aus. Wenn ihr Papi davon wüsste, viele bunte Drogen in ihrer geheimen Büchse. Sie mag's am liebsten oben ohne. Im Café aus mit Kick und Soda Zitrone. Die Nächte weg am Tanzparkett. Jede Nacht in irgendeinem anderen Bett. Sie sieht gut aus, hör Musik gern laut. Gerne einen drauf und erst um 8 nach Haus. Oh Gott, der Untergang für ihre Eltern. An der Wirtschaftsuni war sie nur für ein Semester. Sie ist so, wie sich die Papi einmal erwünschte. Für ihre Familie eine Sünde, wo sie in ihrem Leben stünde. Wäre sie nicht auf der Akademie der bildenden Künste. Sie ist so, wie sich die Papi einmal erwünschte. Für ihre Familie eine Sünde, wo sie in ihrem Leben auf der Akademie der bildenden Künste. Junge Dame, mach die Männerwelt verrückt. Crazy. Aber such ganz sicher nicht in einem Mann ihr Glück.
Sicher nicht, Alter.
Ihr Geld verdient sie selber. Unabhängig von ihrem Papi, was ihm nicht gefällt. Ja. Man kennt sie in der Stadt. Zumindest so vom Hörensagen. Jede Vernissage, weil sie Prover durch Perön jagen. Willkommen wieder, Schickeria. Mit R2 der Jungen
ÖVP wär Papi los. Sieht gut aus, hör Musik gern laut. Machst du gerne einen drauf und erst um 8 nach Haus. Oh Gott, der Untergang für ihre Eltern. Das ist alles nicht so, wie sie sich das vorgestellt haben. Nicht so, wie sich ihr Papi einmal erwünscht. Danach für ihre Familie eine Sünde. Wo sie in dem Leben stünde. Wo wär sie, wär sie nicht auf der Akademie der bildenden Künste. Wie sich die Papi einmal erwünschte. Danach für ihre Familie eine Sünde. Wo sie in ihrem Leben stünde. Wo wär sie nicht auf der Akademie der bildenden Künste. Wo wär sie dann, wenn sie nicht auf der Akademie wäre? Dann wäre irgendwie alles besser. Also wirklich so, sie sind auf der Akademie immer mit den falschen Leuten umgeben. So, es geht so nicht weiter, wir müssen da was machen.
Diese Sendung wurde präsentiert von Borotalk Command Deodorants. Für einen frischen Start in den Tag.
FM4.
It's 9 o'clock, Sunday the 8th of June. President Trump orders in the National Guard following protests in Los Angeles. And Italy votes in a referendum on citizenship and employment laws. Here's Jenny Johnson with the FM4 News.
Thank you, Hal. The US President Donald Trump has ordered 2,000 National Guards to be deployed in Los Angeles following protests over a series of raids on undocumented migrants. Immigration and Customs Enforcement officials used tear gas in the mainly Hispanic district of Paramount to disperse crowds during a second day of unrest. California's Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom has objected to the National Guard being called in. More from the BBC's Reagan Morris.
The White House put out a statement calling California's Democrats feckless and said they've abdicated their responsibility to keep citizens safe and that they had to call in the National Guard. California's Governor Gavin Newsom, he's very against this. You know, he has said this, that it's inflammatory, it's unnecessary, and he accused the federal government, the Trump administration, of sowing chaos.
Russia struck the Ukrainian city of Kharkiv for the second time yesterday. Officials say in the latest attack, which happened yesterday evening, one person was killed and 19 others were wounded, and that one of the sites which were hit was a children's railway. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky has called the strikes pure terrorism. Meanwhile, Russian authorities say a Ukrainian drone attack, which they say targeted Moscow, has forced the closure of two of the city's key airports. Local officials say Russian air defense units destroyed 9 drones heading towards the city this morning. Italians start voting today in a two-day referendum on whether to relax citizenship laws and change some employment legislation. It's being seen as a challenge to Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni's right-wing coalition government. Rosie Waits reports.
The referendum campaign focused on labour rights and Italy's falling birth rate and was initiated by the opposition Democratic Party and a leading trade union. The ballot paper has 5 questions. 4 are about the labour market, including whether it should be harder to fire some workers and if compensation should be increased for workers laid off by small businesses. The citizenship question will ask Italians if they back reducing the time of legal residency required for foreigners to apply for Italian citizenship from 10 to 5 years. Opinion polls suggest the vote will fail to generate the required 50% of the electorate to make it binding. Rosie Waits, FM Fear News.
In Colombia, a gunman has shot and seriously wounded a prominent opposition politician in the capital, Bogotá. Mobile phone video appears to show Senator Miguel Uribe, a presidential hopeful, being shot in the head as he addressed a campaign event in the park. A man was arrested at the scene. The government has condemned the shooting, saying it wasn't just an attack against Uribe, but against democracy in the country. Today's weather for Austria, a cold front moving through with rain and storms in many areas. Some sunshine appearing towards the evening. A strong wind later on. The southeast will start off sunny with highs of 24 to 29, elsewhere between 15 and 23.
Thank you, Jenny.
Here we go.
Good morning show.
With Hal Rock
at Radio FM Fear.
Yeah, a very good morning to you. It's, 4 minutes past 9 o'clock on this Sunday morning. Rather miserable out there. If you don't have to go out, if I was you, I'd just stay at home under the duvet and not move. We're going to start off this final hour of the program today with this one from the Two Door Cinema Club. Are we ready? Certainly hope so.
Just don't think at all, think at all. Now you're digging around.
FM4.
Oh, hi. I want to take you on a little ride. I want to make you feel so nice. I want to make you feel appreciated when you're deep up in me, when you're deep up inside. I want to show you just what I like. I want to kiss you slow. I want to fuck you rough. I want to eat you up. I want to cook your lunch. I want to love you, babe.
You know where I want to be. I want you at home.